Aber ich stelle mir mal eins bereit.
Okay, we're saying. Shall I rock everyone? Let's go a quick recap of what we said yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about saying, I had my son's watch took off to give me actually, but I left it at home. Anyway, it's interesting to show me. The mice that we spoke about yesterday about watches, winding up watches. So we said that if a watch has stopped and you want to wind it up, that's a serious problem of macropatish, boina. The mice is shadow from some possible, it's a dry system. It's a problem actually, yeah? This room brings down different shitters. It says winding up a watch is a problem. So a person can't do that. We only said the heter was.
We said
going mucks as well, such a watch. Yeah, watch that stops. I'm saying, the mice that we said, nowadays this doesn't apply so much now. We haven't got these watches, really. The winding up watches. It could come back into fashion. I'm talking from the hat shop, the mice. And now, you know, he's raised, what's it called? You used to get wide brim hats. Now it's come back into fashion, the very narrow ones. So it could be the watches, the ride out watches might also come back into fashion. You never know. You never know.
It's like a watch with the battery stopped as well. It's the same idea. If you wear the patches, you can set it.
Yeah, but we just said, I don't know, I forgot to ask someone today, but I don't know any. It could be, it's possible, but do you know anyone who would wear a watch that stopped? Sure. You do?
A woman would wear a gold watch.
Yeah. I wonder, but it looks a bit funny, I must tell you. But maybe you're right, possible.
Who knows who's wearing
it? It's a tax, I'd just say most people wouldn't do it. Yeah. If you tell me your wife would do it.
A gold dress watch, it's a dress watch.
What? I think Anderson's got a Rolex watch, I wanted to ask him today if he'd wear it if it's broken. I don't know. I find it curious, I say. It looks funny to people. Someone's throwing his hand over their head, it's 6:10 in the middle of the day. It could be, if it's a tax shit, is that correct what he's saying? If it's a tax shit, then it's not boxes, no problem, yeah? So you have no limits. If you would wear it when it stopped, if that's fucking true, you must
have. I would wear it, I think some women
would. Yeah, everyone says this, that someone would do it. I don't know, I've yet to meet a woman who would do it. Possibly it is. I say, I can't do it with my own wife because my wife has got an expensive watch. If someone's got a very expensive watch, I'd like to know what the Matthias is. Would they actually wear it? You say yes, obviously.
Yeah,
it could be.
A man or a woman, isn't
it? A woman.
A woman should definitely wear this as well. She doesn't have to chase it.
Yeah, okay. If that's true, stock up not amongst them. For someone else who has stopped, it's amongst them, yeah? I didn't check out what happens, actually. It was a good point what you said. I don't know what happens. Do you, what do you call it, if you're in the middle of the street and a watch stops, passes, that's a shine in a lot of passes. If someone's wearing, if someone's carrying something which is moxa, he's allowed to carry on wearing it. He's allowed to carry on probably. He's probably not going to drop it there in the street. If the clock is working and you want to wind it up, we said that's the problem. It's also a problem to do that. Now, I actually shouldn't do it. And therefore, one shouldn't do it. Then we spoke about, very interesting, Shire, about these toys which are on a spring. If you wind them up, the Moshla car, the toy car that runs like this, you wind it up and it shoots forward with a spring. Or the swing, you get a swing, the baby swing, or whatever, which goes on a, you wind it up and it goes backwards and forwards. So that is amazing as that. Is that the same thing? The chorin, smorrow, should be the same thing as a watch. If you can't wind up a clock or a watch on Shabbos, the chorin should have the same problem winding up these toys. So Shlomo Zalman wants to suggest, amazing as smorrow, he says it's different. A clock that's stopped, yeah, that's no good. It's useless. It's not good. A clock's not meant to stop. You're meant to wind it up before it stops. So when it stops, it's a chesed in the clock. These toys, the car and the swing, when it stops, there's nothing wrong with the car and the swing. That's how it's meant to go. It's meant to go, you wind it up, it plays for a bit, and then you stop it. The swing is meant to go, and then it stops. That's nothing wrong with the actual swing and the toy car. So he wants to tell him, maybe that's not chesed in the actual chepetz. He's not sure about it. He says the mice are children, one can leave, but an adult should not play with such a thing. That's what we said yesterday. What else did we speak about? We spoke about an automatic watch, which is no problem. Even though when you move it the whole time, it's activates itself, no problem. So that's not really again nowadays. The other thing we spoke about was a chiddush, about a digital watch. And we said, I found out a chiddush, actually, one of the apostles say, if a person got a digital watch, well, that happened to one of my children this week, actually, bought a new digital watch on Friday. And what happened was, on Friday night, he was showing me the watch, and for some reason, it's set to New York's time. It's got round, you can go around the world with that watch. It's got, I don't know how many different settings to go to. So now that watch to her is useless. Who wants it at the time in New York?
Not
useless, but now you can't do it with it. Yeah, so that's what Simba was saying yesterday. But people don't wear that really. And also there's a strong chashash, you might change it. A person doesn't want to have a watch like that. There's a very strong likelihood you might interfere with it on Shabbos.
They've only got the one time.
What?
Usually they've got analog watches as well.
Oh, so he showed me today actually, very interesting. So he showed me today actually, quite right, on this watch, which has got Tokyo, New York, and whatever it is, it changes to New York, but on the top right-hand side, the English time still stays on. So it's like interesting. So the mice said, that's like a good. So the watch is usable. You understand what I'm saying? Even if it's changing you, and you say you don't mind changing it, I think there's a strong chashash you might interfere with this.
I won't drive for a whole week and watch Snapchat.
Yeah, you're the same as somebody. It's the same thing. He also does that. What happened when you... Okay, I'm saving it. Why should you do that? I don't understand. It's very confusing, yeah? It's very confusing. Why should you do it?
You don't want to change it. You don't want to go with that time.
What?
You get around to it.
Okay, so I hate simple saying the same thing as that. It's interesting stories, I don't know. You're telling me people don't mind having on the old time, they just know to adjust by that.
Yeah, over there,
the
American
have
all
changed.
Right, so
you know
the English time when you go abroad.
Yes, that's it.
Keep it to English.
Very patriotic, weren't you? Right. Okay, that's more or less I think we spoke about yesterday. Automatic battery. Yeah, we said battery clocks and watches, even though they've got battery inside the clock and watches, doesn't make it mux, it's bottled to the clock and watch. And therefore, yeah, okay, that, it's true, but that very often you don't use. It's not, that's a very strong chashash already, because that will chosh you might be in a dark room, you want to see what's going on. But this is a normal thing, you want to see the time. It's a very likely thing you want to see the time. It's very likely you want to change it to get to the right time. Yeah, that's more or less what we spoke about last time. Okay.
So far, they said they wouldn't wear it.
What?
So far, they said they wouldn't wear it.
They wouldn't wear it. I think they wouldn't wear it. Yeah, I'm checking.
It's annoying to wear it.
It's annoying. I think that's exactly what I think. I think I'm right. Anyway, it's a very big topic now. We're going to speak about now. Bottles. It's a very, very big topic. It's very controversial in a way. It's a very interesting topic. I don't know where to start from you. Let's go slowly from halachas of Makar Patish. So, first of all, the first halach is, when a person wants to open anything on Shabbos, a food packet, a bottle, anything he wants, he's got a few problems he has to worry about. Number one, let's talk about a food packet, let's start with that first of all. A food packet, one's got a problem of, when you open up the packet, are you making a keli? That's number one, which could be Makar Patish. That's number one question. Number two, when you open a packet, if you open a crisp packet in a normal way, or any packet in a normal way, you're tearing it in a constructive way. So you've done korea with a tickle. Tearing in a constructive way. That's number two. And then number three, which is really our topic now, and that is that in Chazal Asad, in Makar Patish, making holes in Kalim. Making a Pesach, making an entrance to something, Chazal Asad, because that's a significant change in the Kalim. That's a major change in a keli. You've made now an entrance into a keli. That is like creating something new, and therefore that's also called Makar Patish. What, to make a hole? No, so I'm saying, so making a hole doesn't have to be a keli, actually. Just making a hole is a constructive thing that person's done. I must say it's a chiddush, I won't come to it in the chiddush. That's what I said. Now, there's a few rules. I just want to give you a few hakdamas before we go into the actual protein, yeah? There's a number of rules. Rule number one is that when Chazal asks a person to make a hole, it has to be, it's a hole which is going to be used regularly. It's not just a one-off hole. That means if a person makes a hole in something, but it's not meant to be used regularly, it's just meant to be one-off. It's now just to empty out the contents, for example. It's just to get into the contents. That's not osmer natoh. That's osmer gabonah sometimes. Yeah, that's not a problem. It has to be the hole that we're talking about, the chazal asad. It's a hole which is beneficial. It's going to be used more than once. Rule number one. Rule number two is the hole must be a hole that you're making to take in and to take out. It has to have both purposes. To be osmer natoh, the hole must be for taking in and for taking out. If it's not for both purposes, it's not osmer natoh. That's number two. Number three, even if it's with Rabbonon, it's also if it's just for one purpose, just to take out. But the conditions that as well. Okay. Another thing important is to reinstate a hole that was there is not a problem. I mean, it's interesting, a yogurt cup, for example. Someone opens up a yogurt cup. So what happens is you've got a foil over the lid, and you undo that foil. Now, that undoing is undoing a hole that was once there. That's called a steamer yishrona. There's no issa of Makar Patish on that. To undo a hole that was already once a hole, got closed up again, but you undo that, that's not Makar Patish. Now, the answer is that's a big thing, that, yeah? So many of our kalim, which we open up on the simplest and washal, if I were to ask you, is there a problem to open a crisp packet? It's not Makar Patish, which is not opening a hole, making a hole in there. The answer is it's not making a hole, because that, it was closed on the top. It's sealed on the top. When you open it again, you're opening on the top. So you're not making a Pesach. That's not called making a Pesach. When a person opens, for example, a cereal packet, and he opens it on the fold where it is, he's not done Makwe Patish. Because he's not done Mechelik or Makwe Patish or making a hole. What has he done wrong by opening a crisp packet, maybe, or by opening a cereal packet on its right place? Oh, so that's another thing. Has he made a keli? The answer to that is, and that is also an interesting thing, is any keli which is closed up and you open it up on the same place, that's not called a keli. So you're not over in Makwa Patish when you open up a cereal box on its flaps, or when you open up a crisp packet on its flaps where it's meant to be opened, that's the place where it was sealed, you're not over Makwa Patish. What is the problem though? Yeah, it's Korea, yeah? You're tearing, if you open it on the flaps, you open the crisp packet as it is, as a crisp packet, there the issue is that you've opened up and you've done a beneficial tearing. So on that, Rosh Hashanah's answer, the crisp packet is so flimsy, the crisp packet, that it's not really called sealed together, therefore opening it up is not a problem. That's Rosh Hashanah's answer, which others disagree, but Rosh Hashanah says that a crisp packet is so flimsy that opening up a crisp packet is not called a beneficial, is not called a creation signal. So as Makwa Patish is no problem. Yeah? Als tearing beneficial should be a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's not called stuck together. It's not called toifah, it wasn't stuck together. So he says you can open a crisp packet like normal. Others disagree and they say the best way to open a crisp packet is to tear it properly. But that's what's coming out of this over here. Yeah? Sorry? Oh, so coming out, so the thing about emptying out straight away, I come to that, yeah. So again, so anything where you open on the same place where it was sealed is not Makwa Patish, it's out of the partial Makwa Patish. Because a Makwa Patish, if you've got a keli which was closed, and you open up the same place, there's no call making a keli, because it was always a keli. And it's not called making a hole, because making a hole, to reinstate a hole that was once there, is not a problem. So I say, the yogurt cups, opening up the yogurt cups, coffee jars, all these, when you tear these things off, you're doing kriya, you're doing tearing, but that's a kriya shalkilkul. You're ruining the paper when you tear it, and therefore, mitzad that, there's no problem. It's open, the bag's open. A bag with a crisp packet, I've never seen one, I presume. A normal crisp bag is sealed on top. It's flimsy, it goes in, a crisp goes in, and it's sealed on top. It's a vacuum pack on top, I suppose. Says the Chaz Mish, though, a Chiddush.
Chaz Mish. It doesn't open exactly because the glue is so strong.
Where? Which pack are you talking about? Crisp. Rosh Hashanah says it's a very shvach chibur, a crisp packet.
It's very shvach.
Rosh Hashanah says a crisp packet is very shvach, and therefore, when you open it, do you think it opens differently? Wait, it's a Dovah Shevis, if that's true. It's a Dovah Shevis, if you're right, we say. I'm not sure if you're right. If you have, I have to try a pack of crisp, I mean, I'll try one and see what happens. Not managed on it?
Yeah,
but Chaz
Mish's package is different.
He says he's not talking about it. 100% right, he's talking about a crisp package. He's right. Yeah, yeah. He's right what he says, Rabdomi, that's true. But Rosh Hashanah is talking about a crisp package, which is very flimsy, yeah? Some packages are tucked very hard to open, on the packets that are hard to open, that's not what Rosh Hashanah is talking about. Rosh Hashanah is talking about a very shvach chibur. Well, you said the first thing about crisp, on Shabbos.
Different packets.
That's the thing. The mice is anyway problem. So according to him, yes, it's not a problem. Crisp pack. Many possible schools. The Chaz Mish is another Chiddush. The Chaz Mish says, what about if you've got a keli, which is a keli, but it's closed off, and now you want to open it in a new place? For example, let's say, a person wants to open a tin of corn chips. Now, when they make the tin of corn, I forgot to bring one with her over here, but the tin of corn, when it's sealed on top, the lid, plus a little bit of the of underneath it goes together. When you open up the lid, you just take the inside rim of the lid off. You're not taking it off the same place. Says the Chaz Mish, that's making a new Pesach, that's also to do. Others hold that was a cane to start with. The fact that you're making a new hole, that's not a problem. Okay, that's an interesting point. Okay, let's come on to one thing. Now, are you allowed to open a moshel, a wine bottle with a corkscrew inside?
Yes.
So you put your corkscrew inside it, you turn it round, you make a hole inside that corkscrew, yes, and you lift up what you call it. So everyone's passing this potter.
You all do it,
so it must be a thing. We all speak Yoshinara, my friend. It's also not a head, yeah. But my mutter. That hole.
What's the problem?
You're making a hole in the cork.
We're making a hole in the cork.
You're making a hole in the cork. When you
make it. It's not something you actually go to put the cork back in again.
For either, yes or no, the mice, you're making a hole in the cork, but that hole is not
what should be this as well?
Is it making a Pesach? Because I didn't allow people in the Pesach. What?
Is it the Hakam of the Light 3?
Oh, so the Mycenaean model, yeah. Pleistocene is no problem at all. That hold is no problem at all. Yeah? That hold is Taka no problem at all. Because that hole doesn't go right through, it's not doing anything, it just goes in, you're destroying a cane, bending it, so that's got no shape, okay? Therefore, that's what to do. You can open up the what you call it,
you're using a cork. I can't make a hole in wall here, can I?
No.
Why?
You're ruining the wall, you're destroying the wall.
Okay, well,
you're destroying the cap, but that's not the common cap, it's much better. Anything which is not the common cap is much harder to make sosa to. Sosa is much harder to make. So that's mutter. So to open one of these bottles is no problem whatsoever at all. A bottle of Kedem wine, let's say, which has got a plastic bottle on top, and it's got like a foil or a plastic which goes over the lid. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing. It's not, you're not when you open the bottle.
It's,
well, a Kiddush wine, yeah. Kedem wine. Kedem traditional wine. It's got one of those examples. A lot of drinks have got this. That when you open what happens is you've got a plastic, you've got a normal bottle top, which just opens and does like normally, it's not connected anything. And then you've got around it, you've got like a sheet of plastic which goes on there as a seal. Can one open that on Shabbos? So the problem there is you're tearing. But that career is a career shall kill call. It's destroying, it's useless. That packet, after you've ripped it open, that paper there around there is useless. So that's a career shall kill call, that's no problem. What about taking the bottle top off? Can you undo the bottle top? That's no problem. The bottle was once had that hole on top, yeah? The lid on top there is just you're undoing the hole which was once there. No, I'm talking about the traditional Kedem wine. The traditional Kedem wine doesn't open at all. It's just as a normal bottle on top, just screws on. That's the real bottle. Traditional Kedem wine is a normal bottle top which just unscrews, it doesn't expand, nothing happens to it at all.
It's plastic. First one or the second one? It's still some of the first one.
What's the first one?
Not the paper.
Plastic. Not the paper, the plastic.
The hard lid.
Which metal wine? I'm talking about a plastic lid on a Kedem traditional wine.
Oh, it's a plastic lid.
Which wine are you talking about? A grape juice, you're right. I'm talking about a normal traditional wine. It's got a white plastic bottle. The wine, a traditional Kedem wine. It's a small bottle. It's got a white lid, which just unscrews a normal base lid, nothing to it. It's got around it, it's got a piece of foil, all that covering has got a plastic around it. That tearing off the foil, or that tearing off the plastic, is no problem whatsoever.
You've got these wires on a champagne bottle. You can do these wires.
Yes, we spoke about this once before, yeah. I think this was all right. Maybe not. I'll check it out. Maybe it's like kosher. It says maybe like the wires that you turn. No, it's very tight, you turn triangle together, yeah? So is it very similar? We spoke about it for 100 minutes.
Yeah?
He wants the champagne to be nice and sparkling.
Don't take the whole thing off, just undo the metal.
I know. I have to check it out. All right, you better stop there. I have to check it out. I think you said it's a problem. It's like mamish like kosher, I think.
Yes.
Because it's triangle together. It's together. It's mamish like the wire.